This is Dr. Jimmy Nichols, equine nutritionist. On this podcast, we will explore unique cases, debunk popular myths, and break down advanced research data. Join me for a little fun, a lot of science, and some real-world advice for feeding horses. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jimmy. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Feed Room Chemist. Today, we are going to talk about going grain-free. So I have heard and seen a lot of people these days kind of throwing around the phrase grain-free. I see it on social media all the time, actually. Someone will post something like, you know, I'm thinking about going grain-free this summer. Has anyone had success? All right. Now, when someone uses the words grain-free, I think it's important to kind of identify what they mean. So they could really be talking about one of two things. They are trying to avoid the use of cereal grains, okay? So things like oats, corn, barley, basically any of your typical sweet feed mixes. Or B, they could mean that they are wanting to get to a forage-only diet and completely eliminate any kind of concentrate feeding, whether that's actual cereal grains or whether that's just pelleted feeds, just any kind of concentrate altogether. So I think it's important, first of all, to understand, you know, when you say, hey, I'm going to go grain-free or I want to try to go grain-free, you've got to understand, I guess, what you mean when you say that. And especially if you're going to work with a nutritionist on making sure that, you know, you have your horse's diet balanced, make sure you communicate to them what you intend when you say that you're going to go grain-free. So, you know, I think the vast majority of people, when they say they want to go grain-free, what they really mean is that they want to go to a forage-only diet, okay? So that would be the better way to talk about it. So when I say forage, that can mean everything from pasture grass to long-stem hay, so whether that's grass hay or alfalfa hay. And then that can also even mean compressed hay, okay? So hay cubes or hay pellets, you know, alfalfa cubes, timothy cubes, you know, there's a whole variety of compressed, processed, manufactured forages that are now out there and available to horse owners. So in these situations, a diet balancer actually comes in really handy for these people who are wanting to put their horses on a forage-only diet. So what is a diet balancer? I'm sure that some of you are kind of questioning that. Another term that maybe you've heard is ration balancer. So basically, a diet balancer or a ration balancer is something that you feed to a horse in order to balance out any of the missing nutrients. So diet balancers are basically designed to make up for the gaps in whatever the current nutrition program is. So diet balancers will typically provide minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and basically they're just designed to fill those holes and provide the horse with a well-rounded diet that actually meets all of their nutritional needs. And when I say their needs, that's, you know, based on their unique activity level, their age, and then their lifestyle, along with how you want to care for them, okay? So diet balancers are, they're designed to be fed in really small amounts. So usually anywhere from, you know, less than half a pound to 1 pound per day. Okay, so that means that they have really, really concentrated levels of vitamins and minerals. You know, many diet balancers are actually pelleted so that you can feed them as a standalone without having to find some kind of a grain or other concentrate to try to mix it in with. So diet balancers typically, so they can come with really high levels of added protein for certain situations where you might need an extra boost. Let's say, for example, you've got access to only grass hay and you have a mare who just had a baby and is lactating. Okay, that mare has way higher protein needs than what that grass hay alone can provide. So in that situation, you would want to lean on a diet balancer that also has added protein in it. So let's maybe go through some examples of, you know, where you might use a diet balancer in your forage-only diet. Let's say that you've got a mature horse. Let's say he weighs around, you know, say 1,100 pounds. Let's say that he gets worked pretty consistently on a daily basis, you know, at least, you know, say 6 days a week, you're on him, you're riding him, maybe you're hauling to shows on the weekend or something. So from the nutritionist standpoint, I'm going to classify him as a mature horse in moderate work. Okay. So then let's say that you've got a pretty typical grass hay, a good supply of it. You've had it tested. Let's say it tests about 10% crude protein. Okay. And you want that to be his sole diet. Okay. So you're going to give him either 24/7 access to that hay, meaning you're keeping it in front of him all the time, or you're going to hand feed it at least 22 pounds per day. Now, why did I say 22 pounds? Because the good target for a horse for their total daily intake is about 2% of their body weight. And I said that he weighs 1,100 pounds. So if you take 1,100 pounds and you multiply that by 0.02, that gives you 22 pounds per day that he needs to eat on a daily basis. So every 24 hours in order to keep his digestive tract functioning and have the proper amount of fill in it. Okay. So in that particular situation, again, you had the hay tested. Let's say you, you know, you sent it in to myself or one of the nutrition consultants through Bluebonnet Feeds or Stride Animal Health, and we sent you back a graph and we show you exactly, you know, how much of the diet or how much of the nutrients that particular diet is going to satisfy. So basically, you know, you at that level of protein, at that workload in the horse, you're going to meet your protein requirements. You're going to meet your lysine requirements, you know, your macro minerals. So those things that are guaranteed on a feed tag in percents. So that would be like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium. Those things are all going to be met. But there are about 11 nutrients where you are likely falling incredibly short. Okay. So I'm sure that some of you are sitting there saying, well, yeah, no kidding. You know, a horse that has that much of a workload, grass hay is not enough. You've got to feed alfalfa hay or you've got to feed alfalfa cubes. Okay. Valid point. Let's see what that looks like. Okay. So if you switch, let's say, okay, grass isn't right, so I'm going to switch to alfalfa cubes. So by switching to 22 pounds of just take a typical, you know, commercially available alfalfa cube, in all honesty, not much changes. Okay. You gain a few calories, so some energy, you bump up that energy, but you actually start to, at that point, you start to fall, you might fall a little bit short on your phosphorus. You might lose some of your trace mineral support that you had in that grass. And in all honesty, you're probably still lacking in at least 10 or more of those other nutrients. Okay. So my point here is no matter what forage source that you choose, be it grass, be it alfalfa, be it long stem, be it pellets, be it cubes, I mean, no forage, if you're going to go to a forage only diet, no forage alone is going to satisfy all of the mineral and vitamin needs, for a horse. Especially if that horse is being ridden at all or is in, you know, like a growing stage of life. So your young horse is, you know, less than 2 years old, less than 3 years old. Okay. So in comes the need for a diet balancer. You know, so by adding a diet balancer, those nutrients will actually be met across the board. I mean, a diet balancer is designed to come in and supply that copper, that zinc, that selenium, you know, your vitamin E, your riboflavin, thiamine, all of those trace minerals and those critical vitamins that were not available out of that forage. Okay. So let's take another scenario. Let's say you aren't really necessarily wanting to go to a forage only diet. Let's say, you know, I hear people saying, oh, I want to get back to the basics. I want to get more natural with my horse's diet. And so they say, okay, I am completely swearing off of all commercial feeds. I'm, you know, if a feed company makes it, I'm not feeding it, period. So they lean on things like oats and they say, okay, I'm getting back to the basics. I'm just going to feed whole oats and forage. Okay. So let's take that same horse and let's say you feed him, you know, you're still going to get that 22 pounds per day in him, but you want 4 pounds of that to be oats. Okay. So that leaves you with 18 pounds. Let's stick with our alfalfa cubes, all right? We decided this is a horse in pretty good workload, and alfalfa cubes seem to be a pretty hot commodity right now. So let's just talk about this particular situation. I think there are a lot of horses out there that are getting switched to this. Okay, so they're on 18 pounds a day of alfalfa cubes. They're on 4 pounds per day of whole oats. Okay, so by adding those oats to the alfalfa cubes, you're definitely going to satisfy your energy needs. Okay, when I say energy in nutrition terms, that's just another term for calories. Okay, so you're going to get plenty of calories or energy into that horse. You're gonna bring that horse up to meeting his minimum requirement in phosphorus. You're going to hit your protein, lysine, your macro minerals, okay, calcium, phosphorus, you know, your electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, okay, all of that's good. But guess what? You are still behind on at least 11 other nutrients, okay? So basically all of your trace minerals outside of iron, okay, iron is plentiful in forages, okay, you almost never would need to supplement a horse with iron, but I'll save that topic for a whole nother podcast. But basically, all of your trace minerals and your vitamins are all still going to be lacking, even in a diet that consists of oats and alfalfa cubes. Okay, it would all be lacking if it was a diet of oats and long-stem alfalfa. It would also be lacking if it were a diet of oats and grass hay. Okay, so there's no combination of oats and forage that meets all requirements. So, you know, those horses are going to be shorted on critical nutrients. So this, again, is an excellent place where you can come in and apply a diet balancer. So I think a lot of people, they have the misconception that oats are a fortified grain and that they will meet the horse's daily nutritional needs. And that is just simply not the case. Okay. So a horse that is on an oats-only diet with no vitamin or mineral supplement on top, I mean, they might look really good on the outside. They might be full of energy because all of that extra starch, you know, in those oats is certainly going to be giving them plenty of fire and excitability. But that horse, you know, is still on a daily basis, that horse is missing those critical nutrients that are going to affect their longevity as a performance horse, okay? And missing those critical nutrients on a daily basis is going to have a direct impact on other things within the body that we can't see. So specifically things like the metabolic processes and the immune system. So I think, you know, another place where it's important to remember that, you know, horses might need a diet balancer are in these horses where we're trying to restrict their calories or we're trying to restrict their grain altogether. Maybe they have equine metabolic syndrome, okay? Or maybe they are ponies or miniature horses, okay? Those kind of horses, they don't need the grain. They don't need the calories. They certainly don't need the starches or the sugars, okay? So horses with equine metabolic syndrome and your ponies and your miniatures, they are going to be predisposed to things like obesity, laminitis, and founder. So those horses, you typically want to put them on a dry lot situation, and then you typically give them just a hay-only diet and then a diet balancer, okay? They don't need grain, and they most certainly do not need green grass, okay? That could also go for your horses who are prone to founder or laminitis and for your horses that maybe have Cushing's disease, okay? So again, a diet balancer is a great thing to plug in for those horses. You know, I think on the topic of easy keepers and just general, you know, body condition of horses, I think as horse owners, we probably don't do a good enough job of understanding what our horse's true body condition is. So I challenge each of you to actually go out and Google the Hennecke body condition scoring system, okay? And that will show you the scale from 1 to 9 of all of the different classes or scores, body condition scores that we give to horses. Okay. And the reason that this is important is because different breeds of horses, okay, different genetics are going to look very different. And the only way to truly know what the body condition is to assess them in areas where fat typically is stored, okay? So, you know, a running thoroughbred that is at a body condition score of 5 is going to look drastically different than, say, a Persian who is at a body condition score of 5, okay? If you weren't trained to look in the areas to assess body condition, you might say, oh, the Persian is incredibly overweight and the thoroughbred is incredibly underweight, but they may actually be the exact same body condition score. So when you're looking at body condition, you actually look at certain areas. So you look at the tail head, okay? So horses will carry fat around their tail head, so you look for fat pockets there. You also look the crease down their back. Okay, so horses, as they gain weight, they will either have a protruding spine, so meaning it stands up kind of like a mountain and then drops off on each side. Okay, that would be a horse that has a low body condition score. A horse that has a moderate body condition score would have a flat back, so no peaks, no valleys. And then a horse that would be really overweight would basically be able to hold water down the crease of his back. Okay, so that's a good place to look. Other areas to look are going to be on each side of the withers, behind the shoulder, and then along the rib cage. So horses will actually lay a layer of fat along the ribs. And then the last place to look is their neck. So horses will actually deposit fat along their mane line on the top of their neck, okay? And when a horse starts to get overweight, they get what we call a cresty neck. Okay. So it's like there's a crest that develops along the top of their neck. So those are all places that you want to look at. An ideal body condition score is a 5. If you have a running horse, so race horses, or let's say you're riding barrel horses, you might want to keep those horses just a touch under 5. Okay. So those horses may be, 4.5 might be ideal for them. I actually see a lot of horses that are sitting there in that, 7-8 body condition. Okay. And that can actually be really dangerous. The horse is overweight in that situation. And most of the time the horse owner doesn't know it. Okay. And I mean, we all love a fat horse, right? I mean, fat horses look good. They look pretty. And so we get used to that. But what we don't realize is that by allowing that horse to carry that extra weight, it can really actually set them up for a lot of additional stress on their tendons, their ligaments, and their joints, which can ultimately affect the longevity of their career. Not to mention the fact that keeping a horse overweight consistently can actually send them into a metabolic disorder where they can actually become insulin insensitive. So it's kind of like type 2 diabetes in humans, okay? So, the take-home message here, if you have a really easy keeper, or if you happen to realize that your horse is overweight, whether they're being fed a commercial feed or whether they're on a forage-only diet, whatever the situation, a diet balancer still is a great option that can be used in lieu of that grain. Those horses, even if they have to go on a calorie-restricted diet, meaning, less time on the pasture or less hay, or maybe you move them from alfalfa down to grass hay, or maybe you have to look for a little bit lower quality hay than what you're buying in order to keep that horse's weight in check, you still need to make sure that you are providing the appropriate vitamins and minerals for that horse. You just want to avoid all the extra calories. So again, that's where your diet balancers come into play. There are a few options that we have through Stride Animal Health as far as diet balancers go. The one that I probably lean on the most is called 101 Diet Balancer. Okay, it's a pelleted supplement. It contains 26 different vitamins and minerals. It contains, your first limiting amino acid, lysine. It contains methionine. It contains probiotics. Okay, so one dose of 101 provides 2 billion colony-forming units of probiotics, along with digestive enzymes. And then it also includes prebiotics and some unique yeast culture metabolites, which are really beneficial just for overall digestive health. Okay, And then on top of that, that performance dose of 200 grams actually satisfies the research proven level of biotin by providing 22 milligrams per day. So if you've got a horse that, you know, maybe is really in need of extra biotin, we've got a different option. It's called Nutrimix Plus. Nutrimix Plus is a powdered supplement. It contains 23 vitamins and minerals plus those amino acids. Now, there's a lot of clinical evidence to suggest that the benefits of biotin have somewhat of a dose-dependent response. So basically what that means is the more you use, the better the response you get, okay, with biotin. So Nutrimix Plus actually contains 100 milligrams of biotin, okay? So that's, you know, about 4.5 times more biotin than what, you know, the research proven level is. Okay. So Nutrimix Plus is actually the one that we include in our hoof health program. And we certainly recommend it for horses that are in need of, you know, just some serious hoof support. And then since it is in powdered form, there's no need to add extra carrier ingredients, you know, that we would typically have to do in order to make it into a pellet. So since there's no carrier ingredients, Nutrimix Plus is actually a really good option for horses that have true food allergies to things like, you know, say wheat or soy, you know, or if the owner just in general is, you know, doesn't like pellets or is trying to eliminate some of those things in the diets. So those are, you know, my top two choices as far as equine diet balancers. And then we do offer a third option for diet balancers, which is called Boost'em. Okay, that particular product is pelleted. The difference there is it actually contains protein. So it contains 30% protein along with, you know, 24 vitamins and minerals, contains the amino acids, has some prebiotics. It contains about 500 million CFUs per pound or per dose of the probiotics. So your feeding rate's a little bit higher in this than it was on the 101 because you're trying to get extra protein into the animal. So, I mean, Boost'em can certainly be used for horses, but I want to point out that what makes this product different is it actually is designed to be safe for any animal species. Okay, so the copper content in it is going to be just a little bit lower than I would typically like to see in an equine specific diet. But you know, so I mean, in all honesty, it's really pretty rare that extra protein would really even be needed in a horse's diet. I mean, if you're feeding good quality grass hay, most horses are more than meeting their protein requirement. So there's not, you know, there's not really a big need to go to a diet balancer that's got 30% protein in it. You know, so something like 101 is going to satisfy, I'm going to say, you know, 90-95% of horses out there. But I also understand that, you know, there are some of you out there who maybe have some FFA animals or show livestock on your property. And, you know, you just want a single product that you can safely feed to everything from the chickens and the rabbits to the show cattle to the horse. And so Boost'em would certainly fit that profile. Now, I do want to just make kind of a side note, I guess, on that. Let's say you are in that situation where you have that lactating mare, like I mentioned at the very beginning. You've got a lactating mare. All you have is grass hay and you know it doesn't have good enough protein. You do need protein in that situation. So what I would actually do is couple. I would use the 101 diet balancer and then I would pull in the amino acid supplement called Competitive Edge and actually use that to kind of top off your protein needs. So that's kind of a workaround way to still get you that high level of copper that would be super important for a lactating mare, still get the protein needs, still get the amino acid needs. So before I leave you guys, I guess I do want to leave you just with a couple caution statements. So make sure if you are going to use any of these diet balancers that you don't combine products, okay? So if you're feeding 101 diet balancer, don't add Nutrimix Plus on top of it. All you're doing by doing that is doubling every nutrient that was already finely tuned in each of those supplements. Okay. This is not a more is better approach. All right. If you overfeed these nutrients, best case scenario, the body has to work hard to process and excrete the excess. And then worst case scenario, you could actually run your horse into a toxic upper limit situation. And then on the same note, I mean, if you're using one of these diet balancers and then you have other supplements that you want to add on top, make sure that you look at the label and make sure it isn't just more of what's already in the diet balancer, okay? So if you're ever in doubt, feel free to reach out to us. So on the Blue Bonnet Feeds and the Stride Animal Health websites, there's a tab on there that's called, that says Nutrition Consult. Send us an email, fill out that consult, you know, reach out to us. We've got a team of nutrition consultants that are more than happy and willing to work with you, look at your current supplements, and just make sure that you're not going to be in danger by doubling any of those up. And then I guess the last piece of information that I'll leave you with is if you are going to feed a commercial, a commercially fortified feed, but you're feeding it under the tag's recommended level. Okay. So let's say you've got that really easy keeper and you're feeding feed X, and that feed says that you should be feeding that horse at least 6 pounds a day. But if you do that, you know you're going to be providing too many calories. So you feed only 2 pounds per day or 3 pounds per day. Okay. You are only providing that horse with half of the recommended nutrition from the vitamin and mineral standpoint. So that would be a great place where you can come back in with a diet balancer and just feed that diet balancer at a half dose on top of that commercially fortified feed. And that will satisfy then your nutrient gaps. So again, the safest thing, I mean, if you're ever in doubt about whether certain supplements can safely be fed together or whether you should put a supplement on top of a feed, just reach out to us, reach out to the nutrition consultants at Blue Bonnet or at Stride, and we'd be more than happy to provide you some guidance. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Feed Room Chemist. If you like what you hear, be sure to share with your friends, post to social media, or give us a review. And as Winston Churchill used to say, no hour of life is wasted that is spent in the saddle. So go saddle up.